limo, two Secret Service-type cars in escort, and an American reporter said she was astounded when Queen Elizabeth drove up. Driving herself in a station wagon, no visible escort, she parked it herself, I hear. Bill?
Thank you very much, Nick. ABC's Nick Alexander, watching things in London. Mother Nature has done something environmentalists couldn't do, stopped, at least temporarily, the effort to drill for oil in the waters off the New England coast. Drilling's been halted because a bit's gotten stuck in rock 120 feet below the floor of the ocean, and technicians aren't sure when they'll be able to start again. That's the news. I'm Bill Tuohy on the ABC FM radio network, a service of ABC News.
KSFX Radio with ELO now on this Monday morning. That's KSFX San Francisco. I'm Stephen Caver. Hold on tight to your dream.
Thank you.
It's 7 after 6 from KSFX Radio. And I'm, my name is, I'm, I, that is, I, good morning. Where am I? We flew in last night on a wide-body medfly, and I only got 2 hours sleep, so this is ridiculous. 11 after 6 now from KSFX Radio. Oh, Jane! That's the Jefferson Starship. Actually, my first love was named Jane, but my newest love is in the paper this morning. There's, I think, sensuality personified. Not Elizabeth.
No.
Nancy. She's calling McGill. Anyway, Queen Elizabeth and Nancy are on the front page this morning, and the Crown is warning you to watch out for medflies swooping down, and Rosie will have a little news capsule for you in a few minutes, 11 after 6 o'clock on Monday morning. As soon as I regain consciousness, I'll remember who I am, and then I'll tell you.
Everybody loves my baby.
And you're gonna love One More Time at the Kern Theater, because it's loaded with singing, dancing, lots of good laughs, and great music all together in one show. Music like C.C. Rider.
C.C. Rider. See what you've done.
And music like A Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight. You're in for a hot time when you see One More Time at the Kern Theater. Tickets are at the box office, Fast, Ticketron, and all major agencies. Or you can charge by phone right now by calling 673-4400. That's 673-4400. One More Time at the Kern Theater. You'll love it.
Thank you. All right, it's 12 minutes after 6 now on Monday morning, the 27th day of July. Son of a gun. Just hours ago, I was sitting on a remote island somewhere 3,500 miles away from here. And Larry Kenny was sitting across from me, was sitting in the Oregon woods doing lots of commuting with nature. Isn't that right, Larry? We won't get into this. No more personal lives. This is neat. I have a clock in front of me and I can turn the light on. Oh, it's 6:12. Now we can turn it off and save electricity. Thank you very much. I'm Stephen Caban. This is KSFX Radio.
What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns a candle, the candle feeds the flame. Yeah, yeah. What I got, full stop, a fortune dreams that scatter. And you pull them all together, and I can't explain. Oh, yeah, well, when you, you make my dream come true.
the morning. Nobody wants to be out. What are we doing here? It's 17 minutes after 6, and we're KSFX. I'm Stephen Capis. Jackson from KSFX, 21 after 6 in the morning. It's Monday morning. It's July 27th. It just seems like yesterday when I got on a plane and flew the silver bird in the skies. Can I have some more champagne? And I'd like to introduce Rosie now, who's coming in to fill you in on what the real world is like this morning.
You think so, huh?
Yes.
Well, thanks, Steve. State officials are spraying more and more malathion to try and kill off the old medfly before it kills off California agriculture. 8 helicopters are now being used to spray the pesticide, and officials say they're also cracking down on gardeners in the Santa Clara Valley who have refused to strip their fruit trees. Supermarket clerks and store owners down in Southern Cal are still talking, and a federal mediator says he wants them to keep it up. Otherwise, those 10,000 clerks could go out on strike. Bad news for folks who buy food. Back in Washington tonight, President Reagan will be on the tube trying to get all of us to support his 33-month, 25% tax cut plan. He says it's an essential part of his economic recovery trip. If you've been wondering what the American people think of spending or sending those F-16 fighter planes over to Israel, I can tell you that we are against it by more than 2-1. That was what happened in the latest poll. Two more IRA hunger strikers are about to die at May's prison in Northern Ireland. They're still striking to get political prisoner status from the British government. Over in Cuba, Fidel Castro says the CIA is responsible for an epidemic that killed 113 people, and now he wants the U.S. to say whether or not it authorized the spreading of plagues in Cuba. So far, no word from Washington. More on the royal wedding this morning, and it looks like Lady Di is getting a case of the jitters. But she says it's only the mountains of publicity and that she just wants to get through Wednesday's wedding and become a good wife. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather right after this.
Why did Roger the Riveter stop chewing carefree and start chewing new and improved Chewels?
Chewels taste better.
Why did Terry the Tap Dancer stop?
Chewels tastes better.
Why did Paul the Piano Player stop?
Chewels tastes better.
New and improved Chewels is the only sugarless gum with a delicious flavor center. And test proof of leading sugarless gums.
Chewels tastes better.
Wendy, ain't no reason to go any place else.
We were sitting at Wendy's feeling absolutely superior, eating Wendy's Super Chicken Sandwich, real boneless breast of chicken. While at another famous establishment, people were actually eating something referred to as processed chicken. Well, I said to my wife, Bambi and daughter Buffy, some people just don't know what's real.
Wendy's ain't no reason to go anyplace else.
Bay Area weather is just another Xerox of what we've been having for the past couple of weeks. We can expect the usual low clouds and or fog along the coast, spreading inland nights and mornings. There is a small craft advisory north of the Bay Bridge for westerly winds, 15 to 35 miles per hour. Right now it's 57 degrees in Oakland, 60 in San Jose, 59 in Redwood City, 56 in Marin, 54 at San Francisco Airport, and it's 54 degrees in downtown San Francisco at 624.
Oh, man.
Here's Steve.
I lost
K-Pon.
Hey.
I lost it. My invitation to the wedding. What do I do now if I show up without the invitation? What happens?
They'll let you in.
Let them in. Put them in that little cell over there. Rosie, it's good to be here this morning. My first morning on the radio here.
Yes, I'd like to officially welcome you to mornings.
Thanks a lot. Just come closer, will you? Just move a little closer. See this?
Yes.
I'm just happy to see you. Actually, no, it's Brass and Pocket. We're KSFX.
Got cash in pocket. Gunpowder. I'm gonna use it. Intention. I'm feeling myself. Gonna make you know. Motion, restrained emotion. I've been diving, deeper leaning. No reason, just seems so crazy. So make you notice. Gonna use my arms, gonna use my legs, gonna use my style, gonna use my sassy.
Special, so special. I got him, some of your attention.
KSFX Radio this Monday morning with Joe Walsh. I'm Stephen Capon, or is it the other way around? We're having a champagne brunch this morning to sort of kick off things here on Morning Product 2, the all-new, all-improved, all-obscenity-removed Morning Product 2. I have a couple of things to tell you about this morning. Really, the fog is hanging in here. I came from, hadn't been back to the East Coast for probably a year, year and a half. And it's really cold out there. I mean, it's really hot out there, and it's humid, and med flies everywhere. Coming up this week on the KSFX Mid... what I started to say was it's really foggy outside this morning, and it's cold, and it's damp, and it's not the kind of morning you're going to want to get up, particularly at 6:32, which it is right now. Coming up this week on the KSFX Midnight Album Feature, AC/DC, The Moody Blues, and Greg Kinn. Plus the Rolling Stones' Hot Rocks LP, their greatest hits from 1964 to 1971. That's this week, that's tonight, isn't it? Is it tonight? Tonight at midnight on FM 104.
This is an important message from the state of California to residents in the fruit-stripping areas of Alameda, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties. It is absolutely vital to the success of the MedFly eradication program that you strip your yard and gardens of all fruits and vegetables that are hosts to the MedFly. To repeat, if you live in the fruit-stripping areas, you must strip all host material from your property and dispose of it in a tightly sealed plastic bag. Aerial spraying does not mean that stripping is no longer necessary. So once again, residents must strip their yards and gardens of all host fruits and vegetables and dispose of them in a tightly sealed plastic bag. Failure to strip could result in the spread of the medfly and the need for more aerial spraying. Not stripping your fruit and vegetables may also result in a citation being issued by law enforcement officers. And again, it continues to be unlawful to take host fruit and vegetables out of the affected counties, and the Highway Patrol will issue citations to anyone caught leaving those counties with host material. With strong cooperation, we can make this program work. If you have questions, call the MedFly headquarters in Los Gatos.
Hey, hey, hey. There's a fly in my champagne. What is this anyway? My apologies to all of you, those of you who lost $14 billion because of this fly. This is KSFX Radio, 26-4-7 now. And I'm Stephen... I'm Stephen...
Putting your business in the street, talking out loud, saying you bought us this and that, how much you done spent. I swear she must believe it's all heaven sent.
Boy, you better bring a chick around.
To the sad, sad truth, the dirty low down. Put those ideas in your Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy.
play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I want to tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had just seen the sun.
I just wanted to say I was glad to hear you on the radio, and I wondered if you brought Mimi with you.
Did I bring Mimi with me?
Oh, yeah.
Let me check my suitcase here.
So you could do out of
actually, very seriously, Mimi is in either inner or outer Mongolia, whichever side, I'm not sure.
So you can't do your Chinese number.
Oh, thanks.
I used to love it when she'd come in with a buzzsaw or a machine gun or something to get you in. Yeah,
that's why we had to put her away. Oh, but it was the humane thing to do.
It was wonderful. I love watching Jack on TV now.
Is he cute?
Oh, he's so
I think he sort of looks like Howdy Doody.
I love it. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.
Just begun. I
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right,
it's 13 minutes before 7 o'clock from KSFX Radio, and I'm Stephen Cavan, and I can't believe it. We actually decided to kick the program off this morning, Morning Product 2, with a couple of bottles of Magnum and a half of champagne, some of the best. What is this? This is this comes from Oklahoma. It was bottled in 1979. This is really nice stuff. Grunge champagne. It's very good. Larry's over there going, huh? What? Can you still find your dials, man? All right. No more substances in here, please. I just want to announce that from here on in, although in the past I've been a fairly tame human being and we tried to live up to the code of ethics, the secret code of military toughness ethics put forth by the Federal Communications Commission, that from here on in, everything will be right from the hip, and you don't have to worry, because what the hell am I talking about? That's champagne! Give me some Wild Turkey. That would do us better here this morning. It's 12 to go before 7. And if nobody's told you this morning... I forgot. We're KSFX. Here's the Doobies now.
Follow you like morning, tomorrow's night. Nothing's left ahead of
KSFX Radio with the Doobie Brothers. And, you know, it's really weird getting up in the morning. Obviously, if you're driving to work right now, you've been doing your job for some time, so you know where you're going and you know what you're doing. You know who the people you work with. And I have no idea, you know, why.
Hey, want some more champagne, Rosie?
Listen, it's a pleasure working with you or working you over or whatever I'm doing here. Do you intend to remain working these hours while we do what we do here in the morning?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, thanks for the wire copy, and we're going to go blow some cigarettes, and we'll be back after the news.
All right. Thank you, Steve. There is a chance that the CIA could soon have a new director. It just depends on what happens once the Senate checks out his business dealings and the facts surrounding his appointment of Max Hugel. Hugel was appointed to head the agency's spy network, but had to resign because of his shaky business practices. Now several senators are asking Casey to get out as well. A brand new test of the space shuttle Columbia and the new hardware it'll carry into outer space will take place tonight at midnight, providing all goes well this time. So far, that test has been put off two times before because of short circuits in the wiring. California officials say they are waging an all-out battle to get rid of the Mediterranean fruit fly. Farmers have been putting some pressure on the folks running that spraying campaign. Because of that, we may just be sprayed not only at night, but during the day as well. Hundreds of workers will also be going through neighborhoods asking folks to strip their fruit trees and vegetable gardens. And if they don't do it, they could be fined $500 or spend 6 months in the old pokey. On the international scene, there was more rioting over in England this morning. This is the first time in about a week that anything has happened in that area except the royal wedding. Police say that about 100 young people looted stores and threw rocks at the officers. A radical Palestinian group had earlier said it would not stop fighting the Israelis, even though there is a ceasefire. But the group now says it's not totally against the agreement and will now honor the truce on certain conditions. In Poland, the government plans to get together today with leaders of the Solidarity Union. They're still trying to head off a possible nationwide protest over food shortages. The big issue in that disagreement is the government's plan to cut down on the meat ration as of August 1st. Back home in the U.S., one of the senators who was convicted in the Abscam investigation says he is innocent. New Jersey Senator Harrison Williams says he also wants to tell his story to the Senate Ethics Committee, which is now trying to decide whether to throw him out of the Senate for what he was convicted of doing. And if you're planning a trip to San Diego and want to ride on that city's brand new red trolley system, be sure and take the correct change. Folks who live in that area keep forgetting to do that. And I'm not even sure how much it costs to ride the system, but I do know that the service does start today. Most department stores are now showing the clothes we will all be wearing this fall and winter. But if you don't like ruffles and fantasy touches, keep your old clothes. The latest collections out of Paris are showing skirts around the knees and lots of pleats. Of course, if you're a man, you probably won't care much for the pleats anyway. I'll have a look at sports and Bay Area weather right after this.
Invasion of the beautiful people!
The first encounter, a lonely Bay Area road.
What's on the radio?
Let's see.
If you see any of these unearthly invaders, report them to local authorities. Repeat, beautiful beings
have been sighted in the Bay Area driving red jeeps and drinking Tab, the one-calorie beautiful drink.
Red jeeps. It could never happen.
Up ahead, it's a red jeep. John, it's one of them. The invader's coming over.
She's beautiful.
Hi. Join the Tab Beautiful People Invasion. You can win one of three red Jeep Scramblers. No purchase necessary. Get entry blanks and details at participating stores and be beautiful. Bye.
Oh, wow.
John!
Beautiful.
That does it.
Lucy, I'm sorry. Ow! Oh, no, ow! Ow!
Offer expires September 5th, 1981. Must be 18 or older to enter. Void where prohibited.
In sports, there is not going to be a mistrial in the Oakland Raiders' suit against the National Football League. The judge has said that professional football teams are competitors rather than partners, so he says the case has to be decided by a jury. Stanford University will have a major sports celebrity on campus this fall, maybe. Former basketball superstar Bill Walton will start at the law school there. Walton was an All-American at UCLA and a star with the Portland Trail Blazers. And while I'm talking about sports stars, Billie Jean King says she may have played her last serious tennis match. She says she may now hang up her racket and retire. An executive board representing striking baseball players will sit down in Chicago today to talk over the latest offer from club owners, but they say there are some indications that the group will turn down the proposal, which could possibly have ended that strike. Nine of the world's top tennis players are featured in a tournament which starts today in North Conway, New Hampshire. Jimmy Connors is defending champ and will start play today with a match against Leo Pallant. As far as Bay Area weather is concerned, we can expect the usual low clouds and or fog along the coast, spreading inland nights and mornings. There is the usual small craft advisory north of the Bay Bridge. Westerly winds 15 to 35 miles per hour. Right now it's 57 degrees in Oakland, 60 in San Jose, 59 in Redwood City, 56 in Marin, 54 down at San Francisco Airport or over there. And it's also 54 degrees in downtown San Francisco at 657. Steve Capen.
Hey, thanks, Rosie.
All right.
Look what I got here.
What?
Do you know the bottle of champagne?
Oh, I see.
Are you going to come in and have a glass with us this morning?
Well.
To celebrate things?
Well.
Well.
Maybe.
Ah, Alice Woman, huh? You know what it says? They put a warning on the label now that says, be careful, point bottle away from yourself and others when removing hood and stopper.
Yes, like, I understand that.
They have to do it, huh?
Those things are lethal weapons.
What do? We point it this way and then we hit ourselves in the mouth. Come in here, have some of this, and we'll talk it over. The KSFX Radio, I'm Stephen Cape, and it's a couple of minutes.
I'm going to drink some champagne and forget this.
Yeah.
couldn't find the Gene Autry version. It's Back in the Saddle with Aerosmith from KSFX San Francisco.
Those pagan nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all. You're my healer, beauty girl, burning love, come once in a lifetime. She's finest thing I'll ever take. Took me home, we
KSFX with Journey and Stone in Love. On this Monday morning, this is the Morning Product 2, Day 1. I'm Stephen Capon, and I was looking over the guest list of the Royal Wedding, which is coming up Wednesday. You'll be able to watch it on TV here, I think, at 1:30 in the morning, Wednesday morning. And let's see, among the... wait a second. I don't see my name on here. Larry, your name's on here. My, you didn't know, did you? Included among the 2,500 invited guests are the King and Queen of Tonga, the Queen of Lesotho, King Meliatoa Tanumafili of Western Samoa, the Crown Prince and Princess of Japan,
the Crown Prince and Princess of Jordan, Prince Hans Adam and Princess Marie of Liechtenstein.
They're all in here except me. So I can't picture these. Oh, yes, also included are American First Lady Nancy Reagan, representing her husband, the president. So when they meet, hello, this is my husband, the president, right here.
Bill, you look great.
Where have you been?
On a fabulous vacation with my whole family.
Wow, where'd you go?
A Sheraton hotel nearby.
Oh.
I always stay at Sheraton on business, so I decided to take advantage of their great vacation packages. And since we didn't have to go far, I saved on transportation costs, too.
But where'd you find the time? You said things were really busy at the office.
We just went for a few days.
And you look this relaxed.
You bet. Sheraton has everything for a real get-away-from-it-all vacation. Gourmet food, room service, dancing. Oh, and because the kids are under 18, they stayed in our room free.
All this at the Sheraton Hotel, right near here?
Yeah, Sheraton's the greatest. Hey, you ought to try it.
You know, I think my family deserves a few days at Sheraton.
We've got taste, we've got taste, we've got taste.
For a great buy nearby at a participating Sheraton, call the Sheraton Value Line, 800-325-3535, or call your travel agent.
What's that number?
800-325-3535.
There are times that say to you, nothing but great taste will do. It's times like this when you begin a special thirst for Heineken. Great taste in a glass, the number one in its class. That special taste from Holland, Heineken.
Imported by Van Munching of New York.
All right. Good morning. I'm Stephen Capon, your personal representative, here to help you out in the morning, here on the Morning Produce. Yes, you and I, once I get my hands on you, I'll help you out and convert you into a beast. No burden. It's 10 after 7 o'clock. Champagne is starting to get to me. FM 104, The Stones now.
Thank you.
KSFX Radio with 38 Special on Monday morning, the first day of Morning Product 2, 17 after 7 o'clock right now, and I'm Stephen Capon. We're getting bulletins and updates already on what's going on in London right now. As a matter of fact, you know, I think it's really an ode to the British people, the people who live in the United Kingdom, as to how hard they party because Prince Charles is getting married to Lady Diana. As a matter of fact, they tried to burn the city down last week, didn't they? Oh, it's something else. Anyway, it says here, a good part of London has already heard the sounds of the royal wedding procession. And it's getting... I think she's a fairly attractive woman and obviously fairly intelligent. But the woman of my heart that I lust after when no one's around is Nancy Reagan. I had a dream about her husband last night. Two nights ago. Serious. I was sitting in a room with Ronald Reagan, and I was interviewing him as his official... okay, Ron, what do you really think about this, that... Mr. President, what do you think about this, that, and the other thing? And I was fairly close to the president, leaned up to him, and I noticed something that maybe you've never seen before.
He has a yellow tooth on the left side of his mouth.
You've heard of shows that make the producers or the stars rich? This is the show that can make you rich. The Great American Dream, coming August 14th to Sahara Tahoe.
Have you been hesitating to buy a new car stereo system for fear of getting it ripped off? I'm Stephen Matthew David. Matthews now has no-hassle insurance to protect your car stereo investment. Low-cost, non-deductible, and you don't have to go to an insurance salesman. Just order it when you buy any one of the over 5,000 combinations of car stereos installed while you wait at Matthews. With the Bay Area's largest selection of car stereos under one roof, Matthews' low prices include Sanyo coaxial speakers, $13 each, Sony 40-watt power booster, $39, Pioneer car speakers, $7.50 each, plus our lowest price ever on an underdash tape player with built-in amp, just $10 while they last at Matthews, where you get while you wait installation. We can handle 12 cars at once, and we guarantee to install your equipment on the day you buy, or we'll do it free the next day. Matthews, your headquarters for car stereo videotape recorders, home and personal electronic entertainment, open weekdays till 9, Sundays till 6, 6400 Mission, top of the hill, Daly City.
All right. I found a job so that I don't have to get up at 3:30 in the morning anymore. There's a guy, they're rehearsing the royal wedding now, and there's a man who's playing Lady Diana. And he steps in. What a gig! Hello! don't you think it's a good idea, Larry? We could have a good time with that. Well, never mind. Okay, let's just play some music. Nancy, this one's for you. And a Gipper. 7:20 in the morning on Monday morning from KSFX Radio. I'm Stephen Caven, and this is the Morning Product 2 with a poor touch. Okay, it's fixed for the fourth time, so I guess, Rosie, you ready?
Rosie, you're
always.
All right.
Always.
You look so much straighter than everybody in here. Larry's eyes just left his head. Leaning into these champagne bottles this morning. 23 after 7, we're a little late with the news on KSFX.
All right. Never late.
Never worry.
Thanks a lot.
Don't pay any attention to me.
Okay. Treasury Secretary Donald Regan says there will be some new things in President Reagan's speech to the nation tonight. Mr. Reagan will be pushing his 3-year tax cut plan, which we can all hear about 5 p.m. this evening. The folks who are checking out violations of California labor laws say they're finding hundreds of them in Los Angeles and Orange County restaurants. They say waiters are paid less than a minimum wage, some trainees spend 2 weeks in training without pay, and that some deductions are not listed on pay stubs. All of those are big violations. UC Museum officials say they thought only $70,000 in art treasures were stolen from the museum. Now it looks like it could add up to more than $1.5 million worth of art. That would be the biggest museum theft in U.S. history if that's the case. There could be a strike by California supermarket clerks tonight at midnight unless they can agree on new money and benefits with store owners. Otherwise, all 80,000 clerks say they're going to walk off the job. Over in Cuba, President Fidel Castro is blaming the U.S. for diseases that have hit sugar and tobacco crops, as well as an outbreak of a fever that has killed more than 100 people. Castro says the U.S. is practicing germ warfare. A spokesman for the Palestine Liberation Organization says that all is quiet in Lebanon today, but said that Israel has again violated the ceasefire agreement by sending planes over Beirut and southern Lebanon. There's good news this morning for folks who have heart problems. Japanese and American heart specialists say there are 3 wonder drugs which can prevent heart attacks, but the bad news is that none of those drugs is available in the U.S. Spraying of the California medfly is being stepped up today, and there are also some stronger measures to convince people to trim their fruit trees. What they're talking about is $500 fines and 6 months in jail for folks who don't take care of those trees. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather right after this.
I'm in the pink. I feel good and I look good. That's why I use Sweet and Low. One pink packet has the same sweet taste as 2 teaspoons of sugar and saves 30 calories. If you want to look as good as you feel, remember Sweet and Low, keeping America in the pink for 22 years.
Why did the Brighton Bowling League stop chewing carefree and start chewing new and improved Chewels?
Chewels taste better!
Why did the Calhoun Clarinet Club stop?
Chewels tastes better!
Why did the Quincy Quartet stop?
Chewels tastes better!
New and improved Chewels is the only sugarless gum with a delicious flavor center, and tests prove of leading sugarless gums.
Chewels tastes better!
Bay Area weather is another Xerox copy of what's been going on for the past 2 or 3 weeks. The usual low clouds and fog along the coast, which should spread inland at night and mornings. Small craft advisory for north of the Bay Bridge this time. Westerly winds 15 to 35 miles per hour. Right now it's 57 degrees in Oakland, 60 in San Jose, 59 in Redwood City, 56 in Marin, 54 at San Francisco Airport, ditto downtown San Francisco at 726. Steve Capen.
Thank you so much. Look at that soup out there this morning. What's going on? I just came from lots of heat. Rosie, I got a nice little gift sort of a welcome gift here at the radio station from ABC.
Oh, how nice.
And let me just open it up here. Look at this. You know what it is?
No.
It's a share of stock in the corporation.
Wow.
All right. How much more could you ask for? 1 share of stock.
Thank you. On behalf of everybody here in the morning, we're out of here.
Thank you so much. It must be dreaming. It's 7:27 in the morning. Use more champagne. Or maybe 10 more shares of this. We'll do it. We can all take off. For KSFX, I'm Stephen Capen, and this is Blondie.
You ask me what's my plan.
Hi.
Jim.
Yes.
I recognize your voice. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, well, great. I'm glad.
Hey, yes.
Good to hear your voice on the radio again.
Thank you so much.
What, are they going to give you full rein here? You can do whatever you want? Or
Are they going to give me full rein? I don't know. You know, we took the general manager down into the cellar last night and had a discussion. And he enjoyed it, so I think we can do what we want.
Oh, okay. I gotta go.
All right. So do I. See ya.
Deep in dark despair, you one thought only, where is she, tell me where, and if she says to you, she don't love me, just give her my message, tell her off my feet, and I know, well, if she had me back again, well, I would never I'm not a heartbroken. And I know if she had me back again. Longer than I can live. But if she says she wants me, tell her that I'll be there. And if she says to you, she don't love me, just give her my message, tell her of my feet. And I know, well, if she had me back again, well, I would never.
Those are the Yardbirds at, why did my voice go up all of a sudden? I'm supposed to be a radio announcer. It's 22 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX. I got to get those call letters right because been around. More stations than most people worked at in the city. Can't keep a job. And I just had this little guy, you know, about 2.5 months ago, this little baby boy, weighed 7 pounds, 2 ounces. Actually, his legitimate name is Charlie. But we call him Little White Knuckle, son of Big Hotfoot.
We're in Los Angeles with a fresh, cool idea from Jack in the Box that's right in time for summer. The new Club Supreme.
You can actually taste the different ingredients.
An unusual club sandwich. It just looks like a fresh sandwich you make yourself. This isn't really fast food.
It really isn't like any fast food you've ever had before. The new Club Supreme has lean ham plus crisp bacon.
I like the cheese.
Two kinds of cheese.
It's nice and crispy.
You'd have to go to a deli to get them.
Then we pack it with a garden of summer fresh goodies, like juicy tomatoes, lettuce, and sprouts.
Everything's fresh. Everything's good.
Good. There's sprouts.
Looks like a garden's in there.
And it's all piled high on a fresh whole wheat bun.
It's fabulous.
Better? You'd better believe it. The cool, fresh Club Supreme. New from Jack in the Box restaurants.
All right, coming up tonight on the KSFX Midnight Album feature, AC/DC, the Moody Blues, and Greg Kinn, plus the Rolling Stones' Hot Rocks LP, their greatest hits from 1964 to 71. That's that's tonight at midnight on FM 104.
Pour me some more champagne.
He did already. I can't believe he's popping the corks on all these bottles this morning. It is good to hear. Can I be sincere for a moment? I have a hard time doing this most of the time, but it's good to hear from all the one. You know, my son fell into that ditch I've had a few hard times. I'd like to talk about it for an hour and a half, but we don't have the time right now.
Whether it's a wedding or any special occasion, nothing says it quite like flowers from Hogan & Evers, one of the Bay Area's leading florists since 1912. Call 832-8600 for delivery anywhere in the Bay Area, from traditional to exotic arrangements, including lovely domestic and imported flowers. Make Hogan & Evers your personal florist with their qualified staff of experienced designers. For FTD delivery, call 832-8600, 832-8600. All major credit cards accepted over the phone. Hogan & Evers, your full-service floral company.
We have gotten a few phone calls this morning from old friends. We're looking to hear from some more. There's only one way I can reach my friends. It's our secret signal. It's a...
Pour the champagne!
KSFX Radio, it's 20 before 8, the stacking up hour. I'm Stephen Capon.
There have been times in my life I've been wondering why. Still somehow I believe we'll always survive. Now I'm not so sure you're waiting to hear one reason to try. But what more can I say? What's left to provide?
Love you.
Honda road bike you've been wanting. You know the one. Well, now, if you buy it before Labor Day, you'll get a very useful accessory. Money. Up to $250 direct from Honda. The Honda road bike rebate. Make the best deal with your Honda dealer. Then get a check for up to $250. Not just on special motorcycles, on practically every street bike in the line. The Honda Road Bike Rebate. It's your chance to get the bike you've been dreaming about. Catch it while you can.
Follow the leader. He's on a
Listen, I just want to thank everyone for... just can't think of anything, so let's listen to
this. This is an important message from the state of California to residents in the fruit-stripping areas of Alameda, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties. It is absolutely vital to the success of the medfly eradication program that you strip your yard and gardens of all fruits and vegetables that are hosts to the medfly. To repeat, if you live in the fruit-stripping areas, you must strip all host material from your property and dispose of it in a tightly sealed plastic bag. Aerial spraying does not mean that stripping is no longer necessary. So once again, residents must strip their yards and gardens of all host fruits and vegetables and dispose of them in a tightly sealed plastic bag. Failure to strip could result in the spread of the medfly and the need for more aerial spraying. Not stripping your fruit and vegetables may also result in a citation being issued by law enforcement officers. And again, it continues to be unlawful to take host fruit and vegetables out of the affected counties, and the Highway Patrol will issue citations to anyone caught leaving those counties with host material. With strong cooperation, we can make this program work. If you have questions, call the MedFly headquarters in Los Gatos.
Yes, it's 11 to go before 8 o'clock in the morning. Not much going on today, huh? Pretty bored. I think I'll just set my hair on fire.
Fire in the hole!
Obviously located centrally in my head. It's Fleetwood Mac from KSFX FM 104.
Sometimes the most beautiful thing, the most innocent thing, and many other dreams pass us by, keep passing me by. Trying not to reach out when you turn.
Yes. Good morning. My name is Stephen Capon, and this is the morning embarrassment. And now, to embarrass my good friend. Rosie, are you awake? Everything okay in it?
I'm just fine.
Are things jumping today?
It is real quiet.
You know, Mondays have a tendency to do that. The only thing that you've given me so far this morning, let me just tell you what Rosie's given me as sort of mental hot foots, I guess. She gave me a story on the spy who has everything. It's actually about the bionic briefcase, which is for sale for about $26,000. Who has been invited to the royal wedding? The name of the man who's standing in for Diana and playing her role while they rehearse. What else is in here?
And those are the big stories.
Yes. Well, let's have the less serious stuff then, can we?
All right. Thank you, Steve. The people of Iran have a brand new president this morning. Prime Minister Ali Rajai was elected to the office, even though the results will not be made official until tomorrow. The ministry says that Rajai, who is considered to be an Islamic hardliner, captured more than 12 million of the 16.5 million votes which were cast on Friday. Japan's top soldier says there's really no guarantee that the Tokyo government will increase next year's defense budget, as it promised. But the director of the Japanese Defense Ministry said today that when this country finishes its defense build-up program in 1986, the U.S. will know that Japan has tried its best. Back home in the government, there's a new problem facing CIA Director William Casey. Before, Casey was only facing charges concerning his past business dealings and his management of the CIA, but now sources say that Casey recently presented the House Intelligence Committee with a proposal for the CIA to overthrow Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. But according to the report, committee members were against the proposal because they felt it might mean that Gaddafi would be assassinated. So that's just another nail in the coffin of Bill Casey. Interior Secretary James Watt has been blasted by some environmentalists for his treatment of the land. But now the Reverend Howard Cummings says that Watt has been unfairly criticized and that he really does believe strongly in protecting and preserving the land. Back home in California, the State Department of Health Services says they are going to sued by the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU says it wants to know why that department cut off state funds to feminist women's health centers here in California. Brand new test of the Space Shuttle Columbia and the new hardware it'll be carrying will take place tonight at midnight, providing all goes well. So far, that test has been put off two times because of short circuits in the wiring. And what do you think actresses Jacqueline Smith and Brooke Shields have in common with Deborah Harry and Lena Horne? Well, according to a new Harper's Bazaar study of the 10 most beautiful women in America, they are leading. But you ask them about that study, and all those women said they didn't think of themselves as particularly great beauties. It's not them, it's the makeup and the hair people, and I got to go along with a little bit of that on a couple of them anyway. I'll have a look at sports and Bay Area weather right after this.
Delta Airlines keeps the lid on Supreme Super Saver fares. Just $159 each way on night coach round trips. Only $179 each way in day tourist or less. That's the most it will cost each way to any Delta city in the U.S. that has a Supreme Super Saver fare from here. That means you can fly to faraway cities like Atlanta, Orlando, Miami, Tampa, St. Pete, and Fort Lauderdale for as little as $159 each way. Advance purchase and reservation requirements vary depending upon your destination, 7 or 14 days, and you must start your trip before September 15th. You can return as early as the first Saturday after you leave or stay up to 60 days. Just think, $159 to $179 is the most you'll pay each way on round trips to most any Delta city in the continental United States. And on many trips, you'll pay less. But hurry, seats are limited, so see your travel agent or call Delta. When it comes to big savings, Delta is ready when you are.
In sports, the executive board of the Baseball Players Association is getting together in Chicago today. This is the 46th day of that strike, and that board is expected to discuss the stalled negotiations and perhaps a couple of proposals on free agent compensation, which is holding everything up. Federal mediator Ken Moffitt, meanwhile, says he would not schedule another round of negotiations until the Players Association leaders finally had that meeting. The U.S. now has a total of 10 gold medals at the World Games in Santa Clara, California. Yesterday, Jim Cash of Manhattan, Kansas, set two world records in powerlifting. Pat Bradley said that winning yesterday's U.S. Women's Open was the biggest thrill in her life. Bradley shot a course record 6 under par 66 in the final round. She beat Beth Daniel by a single shot, and Kathy Whitworth was third, but that money was enough to make Whitworth the LPGA's first millionaire. Jimmy Connors and Eddie Dibbs are among the top-seeded players to begin play Monday in the $200,000 Volvo International. That's a tennis tournament happening at Mount Cranmore Tennis Club in North Conway, New Jersey. 9 of the world's top 13 players will be on hand for that tournament. As far as Bay Area weather is concerned, it is just another low clouds, fog, smog near the coast hanging in.
It's all out there.
Pardon?
You can see it from here.
Yeah, it's still out there.
It's gotten worse.
Look, you think?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Mayor Feinstein's hotel just went under. Look at that. Sorry.
You know what we always forget, though? We always forget we're in San Francisco. It's probably sunny in Marin right now.
Yes.
You know.
East Bay.
Yeah. Anyway, we can expect the usual low clouds and or fog along the coast spreading inland at night and morning. The small craft advisory is for north of the Bay Bridge. Westerly winds 15 to 35 miles per hour. Temperature-wise right now, it's 57 degrees in Oakland, 60 in San Jose, 59 in Redwood City, 56 in Marin, 54 at San Francisco Airport. And it's also 54 degrees. In downtown San Francisco, 8 o'clock.
Rosie,
Steve Capen,
were you doing news when the talks with Vietnam were going on?
Yes.
You remember how they were trying to decide what shape the table should be and who should sit where and which side the silver goes on?
Right.
That's what the baseball talks are starting to sound like at this point. Thank you, Rosie. It's 8 o'clock. We're KSFX San Francisco, and this is the Morning Product 2. Is that the end of the record? Is this a broadcasting school? You teach me how to do all this?
One more glass of champagne, and Rosie goes with me, and we take off and go to the Virgin Islands.
She just brought me the... we're KSFX Radio. I'm Stephen Cape, and this is the Morning Problem. And Rosie just brought me fresh 7 a.m. temperatures. 55, 60, 54, 59, 54, 60, and 57.
There's romance tonight. The wine's just right, Jacare, moonlight in a glass, the perfect wine for the perfect rendezvous, that special wine, dinner for two, it's the one to share. Someone who will care. Jacare, moonlight in a glass.
Mellow, dry, and light. Jacare wine is like moonlight in a glass. Jacare Wine Merchants, San Francisco.
Are you a recent graduate BSN nurse? Are you undecided about how you'll broaden your nursing skills and gain more experience? Well, if so, consider a career as an Air Force nurse. You'll receive 30 days of vacation with pay each year, a good salary, and time to travel and enjoy life. For more information, talk to Sergeant Richard Bush in Oakland. Call and collect, area code 415-273-7435. Sponsored by your U.S. Air Force.
Yes, thanks. Is this Steve Caban?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Bill down at Zatz.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Glad to hear you back in the air.
All right. How's Zatz doing? You still there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you keep a job a lot longer than I do.
Were you working around the city?
Yeah, I was working at KFARS.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I saw that thing in the paper. Caban rides again.
Yeah.
Went, all right. He's back.
Yeah, they didn't say what I'm writing.
The first thing we did was... Oh, I saw what you were writing. Where's Popejoy?
Popejoy, I think he passed on. Actually, Jack is, of course, gainfully employed, as he seldom is, and will be for some time on television these days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, good Channel one. 20. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Huh. Listen, I'll drop over and see you.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, bye.
See
you.
Hello.
Hi.
She must
So, where am I? I'm trying to get a bearing here this morning. It's 19 minutes past 8 o'clock here in San Francisco, California. KSFX for all the Bay Area and our most astute and erudite news person.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either, but I just thought I'd, get you off on a good foot. What's going on, Rosie?
All right, I shall tell you then, Steve. Thank you. UC Museum officials say they thought only $70,000 in art treasures were stolen from that museum. Now it looks like it could add up to more than $1.5 million. And if that's the case, it would be the biggest museum theft in U.S. history. There could also be a strike by California supermarket clerks by midnight tonight, unless they can agree on new money and benefits with store owners. Otherwise, all 80,000 clerks say they're going to walk off the job. State officials are spraying more area and more malathion to try and kill off the medfly before it kills off California agriculture. 8 helicopters are now being used to spray the pesticide, and officials say they're also cracking down on gardeners in the Santa Clara Valley who have refused to strip their fruit trees. Back in Washington tonight, President Reagan will be on the tube trying to get all of us to support his 33-month, 25% tax cut plan. He says that plan is an essential part of his economic recovery. And if you've been wondering what the American people think of sending those F-16 jet fighter planes to Israel, I can now tell you that we are against it by more than 2-1. That's what showed up in the latest poll. Two more IRA hunger strikers are about to die at Mays Prison in Northern Ireland. They're still striking to get political prisoner status from the British government. Over in Cuba, Fidel Castro says the CIA is responsible for an epidemic that killed 113 people, and he now wants the U.S. to say whether or not it authorized the spreading of plagues in that country. So far, no word on that from Washington. More on the royal wedding this morning, and it looks like Lady Di is getting a case of the jitters. But she says it's only the mountains of publicity and that she just wants to get on with Wednesday's wedding and become a good wife. I'll have a look at Bay Area weather right after this.
Hey, I exercise every day and watch my diet. Why Sweet and Low?
Because Sweet and Low lets you use less sugar. And my doctor says the less sugar, the better.
So, instead of 2 teaspoons of sugar in my coffee,
switch to Sweet and Low. Get the same sweet taste and cut 30 calories out of your diet.
Put less sugar in your life and more out of living.
Bay Area weather is just like yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. We can expect the usual low clouds and fog hanging along the coast. It's going to spread inland at nights and in the mornings. There is now a small craft advisory north of the Bay Bridge. Westerly winds 15 to 35 miles per hour. Right now it's 60 degrees in Oakland, 59 in San Jose, 60 in Redwood City, 57 in Marin, 54 at San Francisco Airport, and it's also 54 degrees at downtown San Francisco at 8:21.
Hey, listen, I have the same temperatures.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, someone called and said they didn't understand me last time when I said 55 degrees downtown.
Oh, man. Well, listen, Rosie, to kick the morning product off this morning, we have a little champagne in here. Maybe if you drank a little of that, a couple of gallons of this industrial-strength champagne, maybe we would get somewhere. Straighten it all out.
I'll try.
All right. 22 past 8 from KSFX.
No way. Come a part of me everywhere I go.
7:29 in the morning from KSFX Radio. It's Robert Palmer, and you are going to get what's coming.
This is an important message from the state of California to residents in the fruit-stripping areas of Alameda, San Mateo, and Santa Clara counties. It is absolutely vital to the success of the MedFly eradication program that you strip your yard and gardens of all fruits and vegetables that are hosts to the MedFly. To repeat, if you live in the fruit-stripping areas, you must strip all host material from your property and dispose of it in a tightly sealed plastic bag. Aerial spraying does not mean that stripping is no longer necessary. So once again, residents must strip their yards and gardens of all host fruits and vegetables and dispose of them in a tightly sealed plastic bag. Failure to strip could result in the spread of the medfly and the need for more aerial spraying. Not stripping your fruit and vegetables may also result in a citation being issued by law enforcement officers. And again, it continues to be unlawful to take host fruit and vegetables out of the affected counties, and the Highway Patrol will issue citations to anyone caught leaving those counties with host material. With strong cooperation, we can make this program work. If you have questions, call the MedFly headquarters in Los Gatos.
Come on. Come on, take it off. Come on.
I have this little fly here. I'm trying to get his three-piece suit off.
Search presents the encounter.
The flight was at best uneventful. I took out my certs. Refreshing. I guess she was at baggage claim, but it wasn't till...
Taxi!
I think I was here first.
Well, let's share the ride. I found myself face to face with the most beautiful girl in the world. Glad I had that certs.
Only certs has a great taste, plus a glistening drop of resin and a fresh, clean flavor to get your breath fresh enough to go face to face.
Where are you going?
Wherever you are.
Certs, for breath that's face to face fresh.
Thank you very much.
8:31 in the morning from KSFX Radio. The morning product, and I'm Stephen K. Yeah, it's Frankie and the Kanakos.
We'll let the wait and see if it's half of what they say.
boy, it's so good to play some music. I feel so, I wish I could. I want to tell you how much I don't believe I could tell you.
The Beatles. No, I didn't talk it out.
I'm looking through you.
Certainly are.
Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know?
Can't stand it. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning breeds a different sort of person. I mean, I probably have more in common with a medfly than most human beings, and I can't stand looking at people looking normal at this time of day. It's 22 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning from... Where are we? Wait! I almost did it.
104.
Thank you. KSFX. I'm Stephen... Wait! Never mind.
Is the Energizer just another battery? Is the space shuttle just another commute?
Energizer.
Of all leading brands, nothing you can buy outlasts the Energizer.
Nothing?
We took the most commonly used battery sizes, tested their overall performance, and found nothing outlasts the Energizer. The Energizer, absolutely the most powerful energy source EverReady technology has ever produced. Take the Energizer challenge. Try to find a brand that lasts longer. Nothing outlasts the Energizer. Nothing.
Okay, Energizer.
If your photo flash, calculator, cassette recorder could talk, they'd tell you, Energize me.
The Energizer.
Compare the Energizer to any leading battery.
Long life.
Nothing in the news this morning. This is. Ask Rosie, she'll tell you. There's nothing in the news this morning. Look, listen to this. Reagan grants aid to medflies. Come on. Huh? Do they need money? PLO buys Conoco. Come on, huh? What is this anyway? What do we do? Capon joins KSFX. It's boring. I'm telling you.
The sunshine, everyone's so tan and trim. And when it comes to diet soda, there's it from California, say it's Sun Kiss. I wish you all could be California, say it's Sun Kiss. Diet Sun Kiss.
New Diet Sunkissed Orange Soda. A bright, bubbly taste from Sunkissed. Slim, trim, and sugar-free.
Wish you all could be California. Wish you all could be California.
you all to be California Slim. Diet Sunkist, Diet Sunkist.
What a lovely jingle. It's 20 before 9 from, is that what time it is? It's 20 before 9 here on the West Coast from KSFX Radio. Actually, Herb Cain was sent to the United Kingdom to cover the royal wedding, which occurs sometime Wednesday morning. I think it's 1:30 our time. You can watch it on TV here. And as in the past, when Herb is gone, I usually take over. My name is, I'm Herb Cain's co-writer, Herb Cocaine. And I'll be handling the chores starting tomorrow morning, so if you want any of the news that you usually find in that column that's been published for 66 years in the Chronicle, you won't get it from me. It's 8:40 from KSFX Radio. And the Stones. Did he pay for that phone call or did we pay for that phone call? Let's make it.
It's so good to hear Tom Petty again. I can't tell you how my blood boils when we play this kind of music. At 9:15 from KSFX.
baby.